You have your Bible and turn with us tonight to the 23rd Psalm. The 23rd Psalm, the Bible says, verse 1 said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, and he leadeth me beside the still waters." We'll preach just a few minutes tonight on this thought. He leadeth me. Amen? He leadeth me. The Bible says here that the Lord is my shepherd. It's a personal thing. What the Lord does for us tonight. What the Lord does for you, the Lord does for me. But He does different things for you than what He does for me. You have different needs than I have. I have different needs than you have. And God is there to lead us and help us to meet our needs. Amen? He said, because of that, He said, "I shall not want." He said, I'll not have need because I know I can trust Him because He'll meet my needs. He's promised that He would. He's promised that He'd always be with us. He'd never leave us nor forsake us. He'd be there to take care of us. And said, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." Amen? "And He leadeth me beside the still waters." He gives us that place of comfort, praise God, where we can come to in Him. But I want to look at these three words tonight, if God will be our help. And this is our thought. He leadeth me. Amen? He leadeth me. As we can see this tonight, and I was thinking about it, as a little Harper, and she's pretty independent. But I was thinking about her as a little girl, and she trying to learn to walk and things back of this, and she got up and she didn't get up and walk, she got up and ran. Amen. She took off. And you try to help her, even now you try to help her, and she's very independent. And she'll say, she said, "I do it, Papa." Amen. Independence is a good thing. I mean, we need independence. We have to become independent. And it's really good in some things. But it's never good to be independent from the Holy Spirit of God. We need, because that could be disastrous. We need the Holy Spirit to lead us in everything. Amen. Now listen to me, we need Him to lead us in everything, not just a few things, not just here and there and occasionally. We need the Holy Spirit to lead us in everything. That way we can make an informed decision from the throne of grace. As God speaks to our hearts, yours and mine, praise God, He said He leadeth us beside the still waters. He brings us into that place of calmness. Amen? That place of tranquility, that place of relaxation, if you will, in the Lord. And so we can see, unlike Harper, praise God, we can be independent, but we got to be dependent upon the Holy Spirit because that makes a difference in our lives. Now I want you to notice just two words here in this: He and me. Amen. He and me. What a blessed companionship God's offering us here in the Word of God in the 23rd Psalm. Him and you. What a companionship. It doesn't get no better than that. There's none that'll stick closer than, He'll stick closer than a brother. He'll be there with you and for you every step of the way. Amen? So that if you look at that, He and me, we see that it's you and the Good Shepherd. Amen? To praise God, the Good Shepherd. The one who, not only did He give His life for us, you and me, for the sheep, but He gives His life to the sheep. Amen? He gives His life for us, and He gives His life to us. And because of that, praise God, that He gives His life to His sheep, and He lives His life for the sheep. He's going to sit at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for you and I. So God, the Good Shepherd, He does that for us. He does that for you and I, praise God. And we need that tonight like we've never needed before. Amen? And the more we think we don't need it is the more that we really do need it. Amen. The world today come to a place and we've got so high in our intellect that we don't think that we need God no more. I want to say, praise God, if we've ever needed the Lord, praise God, if we've never needed a good shepherd, if we've ever needed somebody to guide us and lead us, it's in the day and hour that we live. Because we need to be a vessel unto Him, praise God, so that we can win folks to Christ. So they can see Jesus in us, praise God, that blessed hope of glory, and get in before it's eternally too late. We must be about the Father's business. Amen? Just as our Savior was, praise God, we need to be telling people about the Lord. But the psalmist says here, he said, He leadeth me. Amen? Your need, praise God, is for a Savior, but our need is also for a guide. Amen? I think so many times we get caught up and we say, well, praise God, I've got saved and I'm good to go. Amen? And it's a good thing to be in. It's a good thing to be saved. But praise God, but we still need a guide. Amen? We got to realize that we can't do this by ourselves. We need somebody to show us the way. And that's where the Lord comes in. Amen? You say, well, preacher, where does he lead us? Where does he guide us to? Amen? Where does the Lord lead? Let me just give you a few right quickly tonight, and we'll go to the house. Where the Lord leads us, amen? Number one, He leads us in repentance. In Romans chapter number 2 and verse number 4, He said, the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. He said, because God's so good, and because God loves us so much, God sent His only begotten Son, that through Him we might have life and have it in abundance, that if we believe on Him, we can have everlasting life. So God in His goodness, God in His love and His mercy, praise God, He leadeth us, me and you, He leads us to repentance. Amen? So He sends that guide down, and He begins to speak to our heart and show us where we're at. Shows us our lacks, our shortcomings, our weaknesses, amen? And begins to manifest those things to us through the Holy Spirit. And help us realize that we're not all that we think we are, and that we need somebody to help us, amen? Every one of us, we need somebody to help us. We need strength, praise God, that we don't have. Amen. We need strength. We need a strengthening force in our life, a guiding force in our life. So He said He leads us to repentance. See, for a long time, I knew I was lost. From a little seven-year-old boy, I knew I was lost. Amen. I knew there's an awful place called hell, and I figured one day I was just going to poof, drop off into it, and I was going to be in that awful place forever. Amen. I knew my sinfulness. I knew as a little old toe-headed boy that I didn't always do things right. Amen. You know how you were. How you sneak around behind mama and you do little things. I mean, not real great big horrendous things, but you do little things that you just knew in your heart was wrong. Can I get a witness? Amen. Amen. Now, just knew it. It just wasn't right doing it, but we did it anyway. You know, like when mama made the cookies and I said them was for tomorrow. Don't leave them alone. But that cookie jar was so enticing, you figured mama wouldn't notice if just one was missing. Amen. But you know the thing about that, it's hard to just stop at one. And you always got enough of them to where mama realized there was something missing. Probably because she probably had a pretty accurate count. But it's those little things in her life, and we didn't even realize that we needed to repent. But we knew that we were messed up. But the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, if the goodness of God leadeth thee to a repentance, God, the goodness of God, because God's so good, so merciful, so caring and loving, and He come to where I was at 14 year old in a church in West Virginia, well, actually in Oakland, Maryland, stirred in my heart. He said, you know you're an old sinner. I said, I know I'm an old sinner. He said, well, you don't have to die and go to hell. He said, you don't have to die and go to that awful place that you know about. And I said, oh, really? Amen? And it's then when the Holy Spirit touched my head to my heart and showed me I was an old sinner, and I repented of the sin because God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son to whosoever believeth Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Praise God. I was changed from that old sinner man, praise God, to a sinner saved by grace on that night, March 1976 in Oakland, Maryland. Praise God. God come to where I was. When I couldn't get to Him, I didn't know how to be saved. I didn't know how, praise God, to get rid of my sinfulness. But praise God, I'm good. Hey, and I still do my part of sinning in this world. Hello? Amen. God help me. I still have things that hours of weakness, praise God. You say you do great old big thing? No, I just, a whole lot of mine's just neglect. Like I just don't take time to pray, and I don't take time to talk to God like I ought to, and I don't do everything that I think I should be doing for Him. I mean, it brings conviction to my heart, praise God. It shows me my sinfulness, praise God, because He's been so good to me. I want to do more and I can't do enough. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, the Spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak. Can I get a witness? Amen. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. There's so many other things that distract us. Hello? Amen. Am I preaching to the choir? There's so many things that distract us that keep us from doing those things that bring glory and honor to the Lord. And we're running out of time. We must be about the Father's business. So the Holy Spirit's there, and He leaded us to repentance, to a place of repenting, praise God, to where we can get in, so that others can get in, so they can repent, and they can begin to get that marvelous grace of God bestowed upon them. Amen. They begin to do the marvelous works that's pleasing to the Lord. Amen. So He leadeth us to repentance. Not only does He lead us to repentance, but He leads us to life. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 14, the Bible says this. Jesus says this. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Amen. So He leads us to life. He said there's not very many that find this life. Amen. You know why they're not finding it today? Because they're not looking for it. Amen. We let me just say this. We are so blessed in the United States of America today that we don't think we need anything. And in most cases, we don't. We're blessed beyond measure. We have everything that we could hope for or imagine. And beyond. Amen. I remember as a young man, praise God, I prayed and prayed. And I begged and begged for a bicycle for Christmas. Now, praise God, you get a bicycle when you're 6 years old. Yeah, Grandma and Papa will buy it for you. Amen. Buy you little electric sports cars and everything else, go-karts and mini-bikes and all those things. But I remember a time when I was a little tow-headed boy, praise God, I just wanted a little old 20-inch bicycle. If I could just get a bicycle. But when I was in third grade, Brother Jeff, I was thought, boy, if I could get me a bicycle, boy, I'd be way up there. Amen? Praise God. But God seen fit to send me one. Amen? The 26-inch bicycle. Had that long, remember them big old long banana seats? They called them banana seats on them. Well, I got that thing for Christmas, big, a pretty red thing. Got up Christmas morning, that thing was under the Christmas tree, and I thought, glory, hallelujah. Well, God, the Lord has sure been good to me. Of course, they try to tell you that it's Santa Claus. Amen. I tell you, all good gifts come from the Father of lights, that believe. Praise God. Amen. Everything comes from our Heavenly Father. Everything comes from God Almighty. Bless His holy name. So we're blessed, and God has blessed us in abundance here in the United States of America. He said, but there's a whole lot of people that don't find it because they're not looking for it. And He said, narrow is the way that leadeth unto life. He said, it's a narrow path. Praise God, how do you stay on that narrow path? How do you stay on the straight and narrow? Because He is leading me, praise God. Because He is leading you. That's how you stay on that path. If you divert from the path, praise God, it's because you quit following Him. Amen. We got to follow the Lord. We got to stay with the Word of God. We can't change the God. Hey, listen, we can't change the God of the Word. We can't change the Word of God. Praise God. We got to stay with the stuff. We got to stay with what we know. Amen. We can't compromise with the Word. We can't compromise the Word of God because of our lifestyle. Amen. Somebody say amen right there. Amen. We can't compromise the Word of God because of somebody else's lifestyle. Amen. Praise God. We got to live according to what God says. What God said is right. And what God says is wrong. Because He said, but because straight is the gate and narrow is the way. Amen. He said, we got to have somebody to lead us into that life. He said, into that eternal life through Jesus Christ the Lord. And we got to have somebody, praise God, to lead us in that narrow way, that narrow path, praise God, that leads unto righteousness in His name's sake. We need that, praise God. From the littlest to the biggest, we need that leading hand of God. I'm glad today that He leads me. Ain't you? He leads me, praise God. He leads me, praise His holy name. Not only does He lead us in repentance and leads us into life, but He leadeth us to transfiguration. Look at Mark chapter number 9. If you have your Bible, I'll read it to you. You don't have to turn there. In Mark chapter number 9, verse number 2, the Bible says that. Well, verse number 1, He said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, that there be some of them that stand here which shall not taste death until they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. And 6 days after, 6 days, and after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John and leadeth them up. You get that? Leadeth them up into a high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. Amen. So we see that transfiguration place God takes place. He leadeth to transfiguration. What is that? That place of changing. See, Jesus got them up there and he was transfigured before their eyes. Praise God. They was able to behold his glory. Amen. As the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And it changed them forever. Amen. Them old boys was never the same. They went off that mountain, praise God. Transfigured, praise God, down in their souls. They were never the same. Amen. They had an experience with God, praise God. They had experience with the Savior. They had recognized and realized the magnificence, the power of this man, Jesus Christ. What's missing, praise God, is realizing it. Praise God, he's wanting to lead us. And he is the good God of heaven. He is the King of glory, praise God. And we ought to recognize him as that. And we ought to just get in with him and allow him to just manifest himself in our hearts and our minds. Praise God, it just gets better farther on. Amen? Praise God. So he's made real to us. Amen? We behold his beauty. We behold his glory. And when that happens, when that transfiguration takes place in your life, let me just tell you, it spoils you for this world that we're living in. Amen? All the glamour, all the spectacles that we have in this world. There's a lot of glorious things to see worldwide. But praise God, there's nothing, Brother Bill, as glorious as the glory of our transfigured Savior when we see him, praise God, in his power and his glory and his might. Kind of like he was here this morning. Amen. People just praise and testifying about how good God is. What God's doing, praise God, what God has done, that's him. It's in his transfigured might, praise God, in his glory, praise God, that God allows us to behold. You say, preacher, we just really don't see him like Peter and James and John did. Praise God, we see him in a volume of a book. Praise God, and we see him in just the same power and the might and his glory. We see him in the Spirit of God that lives in our hearts. We see him in our minds, praise God, that tells us that we have a blessed hope in him, that he is that encourager of our souls. He's the one that's doing what needs to be done. And when we get that thought, when we see that vision, when we see that power, it spoils this world for us. Amen. This world don't have a whole lot. Somebody said one time, well, what have you got in this world? I said, I ain't got a whole lot. But praise God, I don't want a whole lot. Amen. I don't want a whole lot in this world. Me and my wife was talking today that we're going to go through and we're going to start getting rid of a whole bunch of stuff. Amen. Amen. Hey, I don't want to leave a bunch of stuff for the youngins to fight over. Amen. But me and mama go out of here, praise God. They ain't going to have nothing to fight over. Praise the Lord. You say, preacher, you don't believe in taking care of your children, leaving my parents? Yeah, I do. I believe in that. Take care of what you can, praise God. But there's a lot of things, glory to God, that they don't need in this world. I tell you what they need. They need Lord Jesus Christ. They need to have that burden in their heart, praise God, for the house of God, the things of God, and the love of God. That's what they need more than anything else. Amen. Amen. They need the love of Christ instilled down in their souls. Praise God. They need that empowerment. They need to realize and recognize a transfigured Savior. They need to see Jesus high and lifted up. They need to see him. We need to see him in his glory. Amen. We got a little peek of that here this morning. Amen. I tell you, if we would just humble ourselves before the Lord and just brag on him like he deserves, every one of us ought to have a testimony every Sunday. Amen. Amen. We ought to have a testimony. We ought to just thank and pray on it. I pray, Lord, just show me what I can do, what I can get up and say to glorify your name Sunday morning. Amen. And then when Sunday night, when I get back in there, Lord, just give me just something else, just to praise you with. Amen. And you start, glory, hallelujah, you start looking for that, you start seeing what God's doing in your day-to-day life, you come in here full, ready to, with kindling, ready to build a fire. Praise God. A consuming fire, praise God, it'll get out. Praise God, it'll get out on us. People all over the place will be talking about Stony Fork Baptist Church. He said, there's a fire up there burning in them people. Because they've recognized the transfigured Savior. They've seen the glory of God. I don't know about you, but I've seen the glory of God. Amen. I've seen it. I've seen God touch. Praise the Lord. I've seen Tara's brother over there with a bladder that's not functioning. But God Almighty, praise God, from one day to the next, touched him and it went to working. Amen. That's God, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise His holy name. We've seen it. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that's just coincidence. There's no coincidence with God. Amen. It's just His mighty hand on purpose, right on time. It's never been late. Amen. So we see He leads in repentance, and He leads into life, and He leads in transfiguration. Praise God. I'm glad He also leads in the hidden truths of the Word. Praise God. And the pleasant surprises that He has to go with it. Look over at Isaiah chapter number 42. Isaiah chapter 42 and verse 16. The Lord says this. Isaiah 42 and verse 16. He said, I will bring the blind by the way that they know not, that they knew not. I will lead them in the path that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. God says, I'm going to lead them, praise God, into the hidden truths. He says, I'm going to let them know who I am. And I'm going to offer them some pleasant surprises. Ain't you glad today? Right there are those little hidden truths and those present surprises that God has for us. Praise the Lord. They just sneak up on you. Praise His holy name. He said, I'll lead them and guide them through those difficult paths that they're following. He said, these people was blind, they couldn't see. But see, he said, praise God, I'm going to lead them into those difficult paths. Praise God, they're not going to have to worry about it because I'm going to take them by the hand and I'm going to lead them in the path of righteousness for my name's sake. Praise God. He said, I'm going to take them, those that can't see, and I'm going to give them my sight. And they're going to go where I lead them. And I'm going to take them into pleasant places. In the help of the Lord. Praise God. He said, I'll guide them through those difficult paths. I'll guide them through those hardships. I'll guide them through those trying times. Amen. That's what God does today. He does it for you. He does it for me. He does it for us. Praise God, just because He can. Praise God. He said, I'll guide them into those fresh discoveries, the things that they have never noticed before. That's what I'm talking about tonight. And when we start recognizing who He is and the power of His might, praise God, we'll start realizing these discoveries. We'll be making new discoveries of who God is. We ought to be making new discoveries every day of who He is. Amen. We see Him by who He is. We see Him by the acquaintances that we keep, the people we come in contact with. We see Him by what He's doing, what He's able to do, what He's capable of doing. Praise God. Those hidden truths, because He loves us, because He cares for us. Praise His name. And He brings us into those pleasant surprises. Amen. He brings us into those things when we come to our wits' end and we think, well, you know, what's He going to do now? How could it get any better than this? Amen. That's what we think. Just how could it get any better than what it is today? What it was? How could it get better than what it was this morning? Amen. Praise the Lord. But God, it's like God the Father pokes God the Son, and God the Son speaks the Holy Spirit, and the Father says, "Watch this." Amen. Yeah. Said, hey, great boy, they had them a time this morning. They got excited this morning, but God was real this morning. But watch this. Amen. God got you up this morning. God got you, let you get up, take you a shower, get dressed, brush your own teeth. Say, glory, hallelujah. Amen. God says, watch this. I'll do again, God, what I've done in days of old. I'll give them up, praise God. I'll bless them. I'll encourage them. He leadeth me. He leadeth us. He keeps us, praise God. He gets us up. He encourages us. He shows us the surprises of the day. Honest to goodness, sometimes I surprise myself. Amen. I get up, but sometimes I'm just beside myself because God just begins to bless, and He begins to help, and He begins to show, and He begins to show me things, and He begins to stir down in my soul. And I'm like, glory to God. Where'd that come from? Amen. I didn't even know I was capable of getting a blessing like that. I didn't even know that I was so capable of getting so excited down in my soul as I did. But He said, that's those little prizes, those little surprises that He slips in on you. I pray God be the cause of the truth of His Word, because God said, I will do that for you. And the same God, praise God, that's leading you is the same God that wants to lead me. The same God that wants to lead me is the same God that wants to lead you. Amen. And the psalmist said that he leadeth me. Amen. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He leads me. He leads you. He leads us, praise God, into that fertile plain where we can all get in and participate in the magnificence of God. He leads us into beside those still waters, that place of gentleness, that place of hope, that place of peace that God's got for every one of us today. Amen. He leadeth me. He and me. What a difference. Amen. What a magnificent story we have here. Praise God. What a blessed companionship we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our shepherd, our chief shepherd, our master shepherd. The guide of our soul. Praise God. It just don't get no better than that. He's there to help us today, praise God, because He loves us and He cares for us. And because, not because He has to, because He wants to. It's amazing. That's right. It's amazing grace of God. Because sometimes I don't even know why He wants to fool with me. Amen. I know sometimes you feel the same way. Why would God want to fool with a wretch like me? Amen. Because He loved you this much. Amen. He loves you this much. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me. He leadeth me every day. He's the one led me to repentance. I get saved. He's the one that led me into life. Praise God. Showed me the narrow road and showed me how to walk on it. He's the God of glory. He's the one that does that. I can't do it by myself. Amen. You say, how do you know? Because I'm stupid enough to try it. Amen. I've tried without Him, but praise God, He's been there to help me. And He just reached out that big old hand from the glory place, and He just goes, puts me back in that path. He said, you can't stray off like that. It don't work. I can't help you over there. I want you to be over here where I can watch you. I can help you. I can guide you. I can lead you. I can show you the way. Amen. And I kindly got enough, I got over my own stupidity, and I've come to the place, I said, you know what, it's better just to follow Him. Amen. Brother, I don't know how long it took you to get it. It took me a long time, but I've come to realization it's better just to follow Him. It's just better to stay with the Lord. Because one day we'll have to cross over old Chili Jordan. Amen. And He knows how to get across there without getting your feet wet with death. He knows where the stepping stones are. And He'll take us across, praise God, one day unto Himself. And there shall we be forever. Amen. He knows us, praise God. He knows who we are. He knows what we need. And He said, we can trust Him. Amen. Because He is the Lord. And He leadeth me. If He wants to lead me, I'm going to let Him. What about you? Amen. I'm just going to let Him. You say, how do you know? God, I'm just going to follow Him and do what He says. I'm going to listen to Him. The volume of the book, it's written of Him. We know who He is. We know what He's capable of doing. We know what He's already overcome. We know that He's went to prepare a place for us. We know He's coming to get us, praise God, to take us to that place. And he knows how to help us to finish the journey to get us there. I don't know about you tonight. I think I'm just going to go with God. Amen. He leadeth me. Praise God. I'm not going to be contrary to the Holy Spirit. I mean, sometimes it's good to be independent. I mean, that's why we're independent Baptists, praise God. We don't follow wrong other people. We just follow Jesus. Amen. That's why we're independent missionary Baptists, praise God. Because we're following Jesus and we're doing what we're commanded to do, to be missionaries, to send out souls, people, praise God, to be winners of souls. Proverbs says, he that wins the souls is wise. Amen. We're out there, you say, preacher, we can't save nobody, but no, but we can plant those seeds. We can take it out there just like somebody did for us. Amen. My granddaddies, both of them, my grandmothers, little Miss Myrtle up there in West Virginia, they sowed seeds to my soul, praise God. They helped me to make my character what it is today. Amen. I can't imagine what I'd been without them. I'd have been probably some kind of heathen. Without the grace of God, praise God, I'd been lost just like the rest of the world. But thank God somebody loved me and cared for me. Jesus did that, praise God. And he put people in my path that would love me and point me to him. And he, praise God, he leadeth me, he led me, he leads me. He's continuing to lead me today. Praise God, is he leading you today? You say, well, preacher, he'd really like to, but I'm not really following him like I should. Amen. Well, what are you waiting for? Amen. What are we waiting for? Today's the day. Today's the day of salvation. Today's the day we get in. Today's the day we begin to follow Jesus. Praise God, we're running out of time. There's a bunch of knuckleheads out there that's got codes that they're ready to punch in any minute. Amen. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds tomorrow. And that's the good God of heaven, praise God. We need to be on his side. We need to be looking for him, praise God. And he'll soon come. Because he's coming again. He said, just like you've seen him go up in the heavens, those angels said, he's coming again in like manner. Praise the Lord. And we're looking for him. I'm expecting till he comes. I get up every morning, look up at the sky and say, boy, could this be the day? Amen. You see a little funky cloud up in the sky, and you say, boy, that looks unusual. Wonder if that could be it. He said he's coming with clouds. Praise God. All those old saints of God and all those, praise God, the dead in Christ arise first, those alive and remain, be caught up and meet him in the air, and so shall we ever be at the Lord. Amen. I'm looking for that. I'm expecting it. And praise God, in the meantime, he's leading me because I want to let him. Amen. I want to let him. I hope today that you won't let him. The leading hand of God leading you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Bless his holy name. Amen.